Miami Police. What, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling to find out about a warrant that was referenced by a sergeant the other day. It was for a warrant at a street address. I was wondering, basically I'm calling from California and just kind of checking out this story. And I wanted to find out about who I would contact to get a copy of the warrant that the officer referenced. Can you hear me?
I'm not going to be able to get that, sir. Let me give you the number to warrant.
Well, it's a public record, right? It's court document and it's signed by a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Warrant is a public record, sir.
It's not a public
warrant
record?
Warrant is not public. No, warrant is not a public record.
So it's
Let me give you the number.
So wait a minute.
To warrant.
The warrant that they said they have, that they showed everybody that was wrong and then referenced it was the right house, that's a secret warrant? Am I getting that right? It's secret?
No. If you're a citizen trying to find out if somebody else have a warrant, you're not going to be able to do so. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not public record. You can't go online and find out if someone has a warrant. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
that's
got
what
it.
I mean,
okay. Then I apologize. I must have made a mistake. I'm not looking for a warrant for somebody. I'm looking for a warrant that was served on a home.
A search warrant?
Yeah, it's already been executed, everything. The
what is the address to see if it's in our jurisdiction?
Okay. It is...
And when did this happen?
It looks like it happened at about 11 o'clock yesterday.
And what information you're trying to find out?
I'm just trying to get a copy of the warrant that the officer referenced in a television interview. Originally, the warrant that was shown, I guess, at the time, or the warrant that's being reported, that was used for the execution was for 3744 Williams Avenue, but the officers actually raided 3844 Thomas Avenue, and then subsequently one of your officers, let's see if I can get his name here, he was on the news, he said that they were at the right house and that they did have a warrant and it was part of a larger investigation. So I'm just trying to get a copy of the warrant that he was referencing for.
And who are you?
I'm one of the people of California. I have a little news site out here, just an independent blog. And I have a little podcast. We deal with political issues, constitutional issues, things like that. And, you know, quite often people are outraged that they're saying SWAT went to the wrong house and everything else. But to me, it seems pretty clear that if it's just a minor clerical error and they do have the right warrant, then that should be a story that's told.
Let me see what you can do, sir. You might not be able to. You're not going to be able to get a copy of that.
Well, that would mean that Florida has something special that other states don't, because I get copies of warrants all the time.
Yeah. Well, let me see what you can do. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let me give you the number two.
Okay.
Public Information Office.
All right.
To see if you'll be able to obtain any of that information from where you're calling from.
Okay.
It's 305.
Uh-huh.
603.
Okay.
6420. I'm not sure if anyone is there now. You can try. You may have to try back in the morning.
No problem.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to call tomorrow. Thank you
That's
so much.
That's our Public Information Office for the City of Miami, okay?
Wonderful. I really, actually, you know what? What I might do is just send them a letter. Could I get the mailing address for public information?
400.
Uh-huh.
Northwest 2 Avenue. Miami, Florida. Whoop.
And what's the zip code there?
33128.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful weekend.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.